Amar Bichagi. We learn Shmir Saloshin, Shir number 41, Shara Zachir Perikei. Amar Bichagi. Ein the going boyin Ela Aloshin Haru. Why does Saras come to a person? Because of Lashon Hara. And as we had mentioned, we're going to see that even though there's no what we call Tzaras today in that context, but the punishment of Tzaras manifests itself in different forms and fashion, Bizman Azeh, in our generation. Rabbanan Amri Teidelecha, you should know, Shukain, that this is true, that Lashon Hara comes because of Tzaras. Sha'ari Miriam had Tzadekes. Aladei Shedibro B'Moshe Achia, because she spoke, the righteous Miriam spoke about her brother Moshe Rabbeinu, Korvu B'Hanegoyim, that's where the Tzaras came upon her. Shnei Ma'azoch Es Asher, also Hashem, Lekech LeMiriam, B'Derech V'Tzeis V'Mitzrayim. Zesh Shomer HaKosov, that's what the Pasuk means. Teishev Bo'achicha Tedabra Ben Reimech Imcha Titin Doifi. That's what the Pasuk in Tehillim means. Teishev Bo'achicha. You sit Bo'achicha and speak against your brother. You speak Lashon Hara, you slander the son of your mother, which of course is your brother in a different form and fashion of mentioning that. Rabbi Shibbol Levi, Amar im hir galto l'shoin chledaber be'achicha shemiyavicha v'loy me'imcha. Rabbi Shibbol Levi says, if you accustom yourself, im hir galto l'shoin, if you accustom your tongue to speak against your brother, who is from your father but not from your mother, in other words, you have brother, Seifcha, at the end, Meben Imecha Titein Daifi. What's going to happen is, you're going to speak also Lashon Hara. You're going to slander the son of your mother as well. Shekomi Shemoloi Liboi Lidabre Bemisha Golem Imenu Goyer Mirola Atzmoi Shiik Revu Boy Hanegoyim. A person who is so brazen, so arrogant, and dares to speak Lashon Hara of someone who's greater than him. And this is why it's so important to train ourselves to speak positively. That's why it's so important to respect our elders. I'm pausing because in this generation it's something which Chutzpah Yasge. One of the signs from the times of Mashiach, you see the chutzpah gets greater. We are encouraged over here to be careful not to speak B'misha Godol Mimenu, one who's greater, one who's older. Because then the goyim will come. Bodily afflictions will come. Negoyim doesn't just mean saras. Pain and suffering to the person. So who is causing this person his suffering? He himself. As we had said in the past, you ever see a person take his right hand and punch his left side of his body, his left hand and punch the right side? He is a meshugana. A person who is speaking Lashon Hara, he's punching himself in the face. He's punching himself in the legs, in the arm. He's bringing the goyim alav. And if you don't believe what's being said over here, says the Chavetz Chaim from Chazal, Hari Miriam at Tzadekes, Simen l'chobali Lashon Hara. So learn from the Tzadekes Miriam HaNeviyah, Zochor is Asher Oso Hashem Lekecho, and that's why you have a mitzvah to remember what Hashem did to Miriam HaNeviyah. Amram Shimon, Ma Miriam and Sadeke Shalin Skatan Loimar Loshon Hara. She didn't intend, as we had spoken about, to speak Loshon Hara Ela Dibro Bishvil Achia the Toivosoi. She spoke for his benefit. Kach, so to Oison HaRishoyim, these Rishoyim, she's Kavnu. The intention is to say Lashon Hara, but other people, lachtoich al chayehem, and when their intention is to cut and to harm the lives of these other people, alachaskam v'kamo sheyachtoich HaKadosh Baruch Hu es l'shoinim HaMashmores, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cut their lives, will punish these people, cut their tongues, lachtoich es l'shoinim, as the pasuk says, yachreis Hashem kol sisei chalokos. May Hashem cut off all the lips of the smooth talkers.